You're listening to Red River Radio. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The National Weather Service in Shreveport has issued a hazardous weather outlook for portions of South Central and Southwest Arkansas, North Central and Northwest Louisiana, Southeast Oklahoma, and East Texas. Severe thunderstorms may occur in these areas and bring hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes. More on this in just 2 minutes. Pilgrim's Pride is expanding a 5-million-pound recall that includes a variety of chicken products federal food safety regulators say is potentially contaminated with foreign materials. The recent announcement is the second expansion of a recall that began in April after the largest poultry producer in the U.S. received consumer complaints regarding plastic contamination of chicken nuggets, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to eating the products. Consumers are still urged to return the products. To learn more information is available at the USDA.gov website. After weeks of hearings and behind-the-scenes negotiations, lawmakers in the Louisiana House are releasing their proposal to close a $600 million gap in next year's budget. Governor John Bel Edwards has recommended deep cuts to the TOPS free college tuition program, safety net hospitals for the poor, and colleges and public schools for Louisiana's financial year, which begins July 1st. The House Appropriations Committee unveils its reworked version today. The deadly threat of synthetic drugs resurfaced in Longview, Texas this past week with the death of a 16-year-old Longview High School sophomore. Today's Longview News Journal reports Longview police blamed the teen's sudden death on a substance called K2, which is more commonly known as synthetic marijuana. Area medical and drug abuse professionals say the death exposes a continued threat to public health that has neither surged nor declined in the wake of local law enforcement targeting outlets that sell the substance. A 2014 survey by the Texas Poison Control Center ranked Gregg County in East Texas at the top for K2 and other synthetic drug use in the 23-county state health region. Rainy weather is forecast for some of the Red River Radio region today, this afternoon, and on through the evening hours. The National Weather Service in Shreveport has issued a hazardous weather outlook. Severe thunderstorms may occur that could include large hail, damaging winds, and possible isolated tornadoes. Expect rainfall amounts of a couple hundredths of an inch to over 1 inch over the next few hours. The National Weather Service has a flood warning extended until Wednesday evening for Red River at Coushatta, Louisiana. Severe backwater flooding occurs from the confluence of the Red River with Loggy Bayou through the Lower Flat River and Red Chute Bayou in southern Bossier Parish. Current weather radar indicates most rain is in northeast Texas, Oklahoma, and western Arkansas, but conditions are good for thunderstorms to develop over northwest and central Louisiana throughout the day. Current temperatures and conditions in Shreveport, it's 67 degrees under overcast skies, 64 in Magnolia, El Dorado, 68 degrees in Alexandria, Pineville, and 66 degrees in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. This is Red River Radio.